Hi, Kat.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I'm just so excited to get to talk to you because we're going to talk about simple seafood recipes and easy weekday meals. And I've got to tell you that whenever we're talking seafood, I'm all in. How about
okay,
you?
Okay, perfect. Let's do it. Yeah, absolutely.
But the first thing I want to say to you, though, congratulations winning the Great American Baking Show. Tell me more about this.
Oh, thank you. So, you know, it's definitely one of the craziest things I've ever done. And it was, like, really intense, the whole filming a television show. But it was really great also because I just got to share my baking with everyone. And, you know, I discovered this love that I had for sharing food, which I get to now do, like, full-time every day. So, you know, yeah. And a lot of people know me for my baking, but they might not know that I love working with savory ingredients, and I like to cook at home. And one of the things I like as well is seafood, and that's because it's a natural source of protein, and it's going to give us all that energy boost that we need to make it through the day.
What are some of the easy ways that we can incorporate more seafood into our diets?
Yeah, I mean, so the thing about seafood, people can be a little intimidated by it when it comes to shopping for it or even cooking it and preparing it. So my tip is to go ahead and purchase something that's already ready to enjoy. If it's already cooked, you don't have to worry about cooking it or overcooking it. The most important thing you want to look for is quality. And that's why I love this new line called Wild Catch by Chicken of the Sea. It's wild caught, preservative free, and has 23 grams of protein per serving. Yeah, so these are premium hand-selected cuts of fish, and they're packed in water and sea salt. That's it, just three ingredients. So they are perfect for sprucing up our meals. So let me give you some simple weeknight meal options.
Okay.
And also, yeah, and it's also great for lunch. So we all love avocado toast, but if you add tuna to the avocado toast, you're going to get that punch of protein, and you're going to get that energy that you need to be full and satisfied until dinner time. And it's great because there are actually two different types that you can choose from. There's the albacore tuna and an ahi yellowfin tuna, both in the Wild Catch line. But when it comes to one of those weeknight meals, I love this sesame ginger soba noodle bowl. And salmon, yeah, and salmon is the perfect addition to it. And I love this Alaskan salmon wild catch variety. It just makes this meal perfect. And again, it's going to pack in that protein that we all need to, you know, just feel like we've got some energy and to keep us full. And the thing about seafood, it's not just for mealtime, it's also for snack time. So there's actually a line by Chicken of the Sea called Infusions, and these are products. They have olive oil and just the right amount of spices and herbs. They are ready to eat. So if you're feeling like you need a little something to get you until your next meal, these are going to keep you full and satisfied. They've got 20 grams of protein per serving.
Wow.
And they, yes, exactly. And they've got several different varieties, but they've got two new varieties, and that's smoke and black cracked pepper, and they are both delicious.
I've tried what you're talking about, some of the tuna, and it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good, and it's great because, again, these are products. They've got, you know, premium tender chunks of tuna, and they are ready to eat. The infusions are already seasoned for you, so it's just like the perfect snack.
Now, where do we go for more recipes and info?
Yeah, so if you want more information or you want some more recipes on some more weeknight meals and cooking with seafood, you can go to the website chickenofthesea.com. And you can also follow me on social media at Foodie in New York.
Well, I've got to ask you a little bit. What's it been like since winning the Great American Baking Show? How's your life changed?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, my life has definitely changed. Before I was an attorney, I was actually working full time when I competed on the show. But, you know, I discovered, you know, that I can share my love of food with everyone. So I've since, I've quit my job and I've been out here, being able to just pursue my passion of food on a full-time basis. Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? And I just, I thought your story is amazing. I mean, you're born in Louisiana, and I think that's so cool. And then you won the Great American Baking Show. You're a cook, you're a baker, you're an author, former lawyer. What can't you do?
A lot. But with food, I feel like at least with seafood, I've got it covered right now.
Well, I just think you're a delight. And I am, pardon me, I'm so happy for you. How do we follow you online and socially?
So I'm on pretty much all the different social media platforms, just at Foodie in New York. And I also have a website, foodieinnewyork.com.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us and talking tuna. And also congratulations on everything you've achieved. I can't wait to see what you do next.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.